You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
According to an article from WJFW.com, the school district of Rhinelander has stated that the Hodag Dome will be back and fully operational by the end of May. Arizona, the company that manufactured and installed the dome, Vice President Tom Songen was on site to inspect the dome, and the damage to the dome is less extensive than originally anticipated, according to a Rhinelander School District news release. Arizona will have personnel on site beginning late next week to begin reconnecting the dome's fabric to the building, the release stated. The release also stated, if all goes as planned, the dome will be reinflated in early May and fully operational by the end of the month. The release also stated that Arizona's team will be inspecting and completing interior repairs, which will include fixing lighting and addressing any rips or tears within the structure. Superintendent Eric Burke said, quote, "We greatly appreciate everyone's patient and continued support as we work through this challenge. In just a few short years, the Hodag Dome has become an incredibly valuable resource for our students, our community, and the entire region. We're excited to see it return to full operation soon," end quote. Monday, May 5th at 6 p.m., it's the Bizarre History of Wisconsin with Chad Lewis. The Philts Public Library invites you to join them at the Philts Municipal Building to hear author Chad Lewis talk about some of Wisconsin's history that you may have never heard before. Featuring forgotten newspaper stories and accounts of strange deaths, ghosts, sea serpents, peculiar people, medical anomalies, oddities, psychic phenomena, and UFOs, this presentation will change the way you view Wisconsin's past. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 5th at 6 p.m. over on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here to tell us the best place to take cover in any situation.
When the sirens go off or an emergency alert pops up on your phone telling you to take shelter from a tornado warning, do you know where to go? Seek out the lowest level, like a basement or ground floor. Then, pick a spot that's got plenty of walls between you and the outside. Maybe a closet, a bathroom, or under the stairs. Most tornadoes tend to be weak. They'll rip through the upper levels and tear down exterior walls as the roof blows off. Flying debris then becomes missiles, so you'll want to get under something or cover yourself with a couch cushion. Anything. Get low and cover your head. And if you're driving, pull over and go inside the nearest building for shelter. Don't stay in your car or go under an overpass. You're actually safer getting into a ditch or a ravine.
We're approaching the time of the year where rivers are rising and the potentials for floods are increasing. This is a reminder that over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic is people walking into or near flooded areas. It's very easy to underestimate the force and power of water. Stay out of floodwaters, turn around, don't drown. Remember, what you see on the surface is very often not what is actually lurking under the water. Floodwaters can also contain debris, chemicals, and fast-moving currents. It is in your best interest to avoid them at all costs. And if you find a flood that is blocking a roadway, report it to local authorities so they may have a chance to mark it and help save others from trying to take that route. Monday, April 21st, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's a faux stained glass for youth class. This will be taking place at the Phillips Public Library and will be hosted by Jen from UCreate Studio, who will show the kids how to paint a faux stained glass, plexiglass, piece. This is for children aged 7 to 18, and once again is taking place Monday, April 21st, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The federal government has revoked the visas of more than a dozen people affiliated with UW-Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The university posted a statement on their website saying six students and seven alumni on employment extensions are being told to leave the U.S. immediately. The statement says UW-Madison played no role in these visa terminations. In fact, university staff say they don't know why these visas were canceled. As of yesterday, university leaders were not aware of any federal law enforcement presence on campus. They do say they don't believe these 13 people are having their statuses canceled because of political activity on campus. Many of the people the administration is trying to deport were involved in protests against the war in Gaza. The most prominent example is Mahmoud Khalil, a grad student at Columbia. The federal government is trying to deport him. He has a green card, is married to an American citizen, is expecting his first child, and is not accused of any crime. Immigration lawyers and the Trump administration are now fighting it out in court. According to the Washington Post, precedent is that the U.S. Constitution protects citizens and non-citizens from civil or criminal penalties for free speech. But it's not clear whether that protects them from immigration proceedings. 2 weeks ago, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they've revoked at least 300 people's visas across the country.
If you come into the United States as a visitor and create a ruckus for us, we don't want it. We don't want it in our country.
According to NPR, they're justifying these deportations with a rarely used statute that says the State Department can revoke visas if a person is a threat to U.S. foreign policy. But free speech advocates are deeply worried. UW-Madison leaders say they're working with the 13 people affected to help them navigate what comes next. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues last night in Madison. Today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it'll continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio DeVere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says DeVere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that DeVere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won DeVere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few showers or sprinkles at times. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to around 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. And then we're going to warm it up by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.